This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Governor Mike Beebe says he was misled by the Arkansas Forestry Commission about its budget, prompting the layoff of 36 employees later this month. The governor's office yesterday detailed problems within the agency, which had blamed a decline in timber sales for a budgetary shortfall. But Governor spokesman Matt DeCampbell says there was much more to it than that.
It looks like the biggest problem that led to this sudden shortfall and led to the need for these 36 layoffs was some miscertification and misuse of federal grant money at the Forestry Commission. They had a number of grants that they regularly receive from the U.S. Department of Agriculture that they use for various forestry needs, but some of that money was being improperly used as operations money and used to pay salaries and other day-to-day costs.
But Republican State Representative Brian King says emails have revealed the governor's office canceled a meeting scheduled in 2010 to talk about the commission's financial woes, and he says the governor was just playing politics.
The Forestry Commission was in a financial crisis. The governor's office knew it. They did not want to talk about bad news, about layoffs or raising taxes before the election. So they basically axed the whole thing right before the election.
Legislative hearings are scheduled this week on the budget shortfall. And meanwhile, the governor will ask lawmakers to approve more than $2.5 million for the Arkansas Forestry Commission during the upcoming legislative session.
The Ozark St. Francis National Forest, Big Piney Ranger District, is calling for public comment on proposed management activities on 35,000 acres of forest land covering portions of southeastern Newton, northeastern Pope, and southwestern Searcy counties. The Bearcat Hollow Phase 2 project area has been inventoried by U.S. Forest Service staff and was found to be overgrown and in certain places at risk for wildfires. The proposed management would include logging and prescribed burns, as well as herbicide application to open the forest canopy and to create pasture forage for new elk populations. Jim Dixon is the Integrated Resources Team Leader and Acting District Ranger for the Big Piney Ranger District, which includes the Buffalo National River.
It's on the lower end of the river over towards Gene Rush. It's west of Witt Springs area and on the Richland Creek drainage.
The Bearcat Hollow Project is part of a larger ongoing Forest Service plan,
which is management area 3K in our forest plan, which allows us to make larger openings for all wildlife, not just Rocky Mountain elk, but it's good for deer and a lot of migratory birds that come in, and it's good for all types of species.
The Forest Service manages habitat, while the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission oversees elk herds and other wildlife. The site also includes more than 100 miles of equestrian trails, which will be improved, and the proposal calls for the eradication of non-native plant species. All adjacent landholders have been contacted by the Forest Service about the proposed management, and the public is invited to comment. The deadline for public comment on the U.S. Forest Service Bearcat Hollow Phase 2 project is January 13th.
The 2012 Kiplinger's Report on the best college and university values in the country is again placing the University of Arkansas among the top 60 best values. The latest edition of the list, published yesterday, ranked Arkansas as the 53rd best value in the country for in-state students, 56 for out-of-state students. The rankings are a slight uptick from last year's rankings of 57th and 58th. The Kiplinger list is drawn from a survey of 500 public universities across the country. The rankings are based on both academic measurements, student SAT or ACT scores, admission and retention rates, student-faculty ratios, and 4- and 6-year graduation rates. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and the University of Florida at Gainesville topped the list. No other colleges or universities from Arkansas made the top 100.
The Valley View School Board put a stop to efforts by two patrons to have the book The Kite Runner removed from the Advanced Placement English curriculum. The board took no action at its meeting this week, which kept the book about Afghanistan on the reading list. A request to ban the book had made national news. The Jonesboro Sun reports the book drew objections because of its religious and sexual content. No one at the meeting spoke in favor of banning the book, but a number of people spoke in favor of keeping it. Norman Stafford, a member of the ACLU board in Arkansas and a retired ASU professor, says the book is an important piece of literature.
The Kite Runner is something I would think that many people should want young adults to read. And this was an AP class. These are students who are taking an advanced class for college credit. It gives a positive portrait of Afghan Muslims, but it also criticizes the extremism. It's the same kind of thinking that leads people to ban books. The villains of the piece are the Taliban.
Stafford says Valley View students who read The Kite Runner will arrive at college with a good foundation in English and global affairs.
The Ozark affiliate of the Susan G. Komen for the Cure says it is releasing $50,000 in emergency funds to help women in six area counties. The group says the previously granted funds and breast care funds were not enough to cover all women in need. The three emergency grants will benefit the Women's Center of Sparks in Fort Smith, Community Clinic in Rogers and Springdale, and North Arkansas Partnership for Health Education in Harrison.
The University of Arkansas men's basketball team improved to 11-3 last night with an 83-66 win over Savannah State in Bud Walton Arena. Arkansas next hosts Mississippi State Saturday night.
The University of Arkansas gymnastics team's schedule has been ranked as the third most difficult in the country. Arkansas will open the 2012 season Friday night at the Cancun Classic against a field that includes four nationally ranked squads. Arkansas finished last year ranked 9th and is ranked 11th in the preseason poll published by Gym Info. The University of Arkansas Tech's program in the J. William Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences will be featured Wednesday afternoon on ESPNU's SEC Stories of Success. That airs at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Tibetans in Exile Today, known as the Tech's program, gives University of Arkansas students the opportunity to spend 3 weeks gathering oral histories from elderly Tibetans. The program will be rebroadcast at a later date as well.
Arkansas pitcher DJ Baxendale is ranked as the 25th best college baseball player in the country by collegebaseballdaily.com. Baxendale is the third Razorback to be ranked in College Baseball Daily's countdown of the top 100 players in college baseball. Sophomore pitcher Ryan Stanek was ranked 57th, while sophomore infielder Dominic Ficicello came in at number 75.